Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message.
Hello and welcome to church this morning. So glad you're able to take the time out, jump online, open up your computer, and engage with what is happening in the house today. We're so glad to be moving along with this mixed emoji series. Want to give a shout out to Pastor Brad for his 2 weeks ago dealing with sadness, and Pastor Mary last week on fire dealing with the whole subject of how to deal with fear. And then she went on and preached a great message in her second language. It was fantastic. Today, I wanted to talk to you about the emoji of excitement and being excited. It is often expressed online or with your phone. There's like a smiling, squinty kind of person that is often conveyed as the emotion excitement. Now, in talking about it means a couple of things. It's described as a yellow face with a broad, open smile and scrunched X-shaped eyes, often conveying excitement or hearty laughter. You remember excitement, right? You recall back to the days of excitement. You remember when you could get on a plane and it was like exciting? You could get back on a plane and like you could open a pack of cigarettes and just start smoking. I'm talking about the 1980s. Great time. When I think of back in the day and being excited about something, there's all sorts of things that I'm excited about. This idea of being excited, conveying not just the emotional side of excitement, but having something well up within you to be excited about. I'm thinking I'm excited to be dropping a few pounds of Christmas weight from this Christmas and last Christmas and some of my baby fat. I'm just in general excited. And yes, I very much recognize that I'm using my bloated torso as an armrest. I'm excited about all sorts of things in life. And there's so many things in life to be excited about. But right now, there's a challenge in how to be and how to deal with excitement. There's just so many drib drab things that face us that being excited is its own exercise. And I wanted to make sure to address it in a way that is relevant to what you're facing, to what I'm facing, to what the realities are like in our world right now. How to still be excited. Is excitement something that's generated from my outer circumstances, or is excitement something that comes from that Spirit of God moving from the outside in? Let's pray. Jesus, for every one of my friends out listening to this sermon today, Lord, fire us up. Let us find that thing that gets us back to our true love, that thing that helps reignite the passion of the gospel inside of us. Lord, we are excited about getting back to that place again. Help us with it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, wanted to talk about this why, who, when, where, hows of excitement and kicking things off with the why excitement. See, lack of excitement isn't an emotional issue. Lack of excitement is a vision issue. The inability or the lack of ability, we've stopped being able to see. Stop having a vision for something. Now, it's like when you're planning a vacation, sometimes there's an equal amount of excitement in the thinking about the going on the vacation. Well before a vacation even arises, you can see yourself on the beach. You can see yourself at that attraction. You can see yourself at that cabin. And the thought, the vision in your mind's eye of actually being there gets you fired up. It's not even the arrival at the place itself. There can be the vision inside your mind that generates that excitement. And excitement is tied to your vision. What do you see? What are you seeing? I want to take us in the scripture today to Luke 10, verses 17 to 20. And in this story, the leading up to this point, Jesus had sent out the 72. The 72 disciples were out there talking about Jesus and the good news of his kingdom come and the value of faith and life in Christ. And they're excited about it, and they were facing some interesting things. So this brings us back to this point where they come back to Jesus and they say these things in Luke 10, 17. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." And I want you to focus on this. Jesus replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I saw him come crashing down. I saw him fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes, on scorpions, and to overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." You see, Jesus was conveying what he saw. "I saw Satan fall like lightning," because the kingdom of God was moving forward, advancing in these disciples' lives. You see, often when we hear these faith stories, it's Jesus himself. You know, Jesus touches the lame. You know, Jesus restoring the sight. What was happening here was not Jesus casting out the demons, but the Spirit of God working through the people. And the excitement that is conveyed by Jesus, I saw this described as principality of the air. I saw Satan fall like lightning. I could see you guys doing it. I could see you living it. I could see you getting back into it. And they were fired up about the whole thing. And Jesus is saying, "I'm fired up for you. I'm fired up for the situation. I see the kingdom here, the kingdom coming." Why would that fire Jesus up? Because it's not just him and his physical presence being at places. It's the power of the Holy Spirit working through you, through them. Because the part that I find the most exciting about that is that favor is upon you today. That favor still exists. It's not from a bygone era. That Spirit of the Lord is working on you even now. That Spirit of the Lord is working through your brothers and sisters in faith to see the amazing, to see the impossible happen. And it's exciting to see that aspect of the kingdom at work. I'm excited for 2021 to see you get your vision back, to see your eyesight restored, to see your outlook renewed. We heard so many comments at the end of 2020. It's like, I thought I made it, and now it's over. It's like, no, it's not over. It's part two. It's like watching episode four of Star Wars and then heading into, you know, The Empire Strikes Back. It's like it gets worse. And I don't want to focus my sight on the garbage anymore. I don't want to look at the negativity. I want to keep my eyes on the author, the perfecter of my faith, Jesus. And the method that we're going to do that to get back into a place to see Satan fall like lightning is to address the issue of your own personal vision, the how of excitement, the method behind it. You're going to hate it because it's, again, ridiculously a simple thing and simple words from my mouth that you know that are challenging to execute. But there's nothing new for me to teach you in this way. You see, the flow goes like this. I can't see it anymore. I don't have the excitement. I need the vision. Well, what is vision without having seen it yet? The Bible describes it very, very clearly as faith. Hebrews 11 and 1 says this. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we don't see.
by the fact of you having not seen it is your faith. You want your vision fired up. It's a faith issue. You want the excitement to return to your life. You want that drive. You want that back? That's a faith issue. Because that faith is what you can't see. She's saying, oh, my problem is I can't see it. I know. It's a faith crisis, which turns into a vision crisis, which turns into a lack of excitement about the future crisis. Are you able to see? Can you see it? Can you see meaningful relationships restored to your life? Can you see it? Can you see your business heading back into a place of prosperity and stability? Can you see it? I don't know. Doesn't matter if I can. Can you see it? Can you see your children devoted to Jesus and following him in that way? Can you see it? Can you see your debts being cleared? Can you see it? Are you able to see your health being restored? But it's been so long, I've been only see myself. I only see this situation a certain way. That's because your vision is shot. How do we get that back? I'm telling you, we need to crank up your faith. And we're going to get into a bit of how to do that in a bit. You see, there are so many ways to view a situation, and depending on how you view it, if you're looking at it from a point of faith or you're looking at it in a natural way. There's a story this past Christmas of a wife. She'd expressed to her husband that I'll fill like your Christmas stocking and I'll fill the Christmas stockings for the kids, but it would really just mean so much to me if you would just take the time and fill my Christmas stocking. So she had one thing in mind, and he went to the mall, and he looked around, and so he bought a mannequin leg, and he fit it neatly into the stocking, and it filled her stocking, and yet she wasn't happy. There's so many ways to fill that stocking, and what sometimes we think, oh, this is how it's going to happen, this is what I meant, the Lord has something different in mind for you. We used to do this exercise back when I was the youth pastor 20-something years ago. The story of the injured hiker. Well, I laid out this scenario. This person's up hiking for the day and didn't necessarily have a means to communicate back with them, and they stumbled and broke their leg. So they're up on the mountain, and it's heading into like the darker hours of the day, and they're like, now what am I going to do? And a person of faith can tell you 20 ways to get out of that scenario. The person who's missing out on their faith, they can't see the possibilities. Say, well, you know, what's one way that this could happen? You know, a person will say, well, you know, a helicopter might be passing by and see a flash of off of the mirror of their backpack. That would be a way. What could happen? Another group of hikers could be, you know, coming up for the day because they're doing a night hike. That could happen. The person might stumble across a cell phone and, you know, fell out of a previous hiker's, you know, backpack and able to make a call. You're starting to see it. There's 100 ways that this situation can work out. But when your faith is diminished and your faith is pulled in, you just go, just roll me over till the morning and hope I don't die. And that's it, right there. How you view the situation, how you take on this attitude of faith would generate excitement for what's going on in your own life. Say, I can't be excited about what's going on in my life. Sure you can. We just got to change how you see some things. You see, God is limitless. Faith in God's capacity, thus, is limitless. It's not us doing the work. It's the power of God working through us. If I tap into his limitlessness and I exercise that faith, I'm not looking with my eyes on the circumstance. My excitement thus becomes not what I can muster up, but what my God can do. And if I put my faith in that, I start to see my vision change for what's possible, for how something can work, for how a situation can work itself through. There's so many things and so many exercises of faith that you can do, and there's some practical ones happening right now. 21 days of prayer. We're in day 7. You can jump in right now. Make sure you're in on the YouVersion app and head to calvary.ca/devotional and jump in. Currently, to one person listening to this, it won't make sense. To another, it's like, yeah, that makes complete sense. Currently, there are 77 people who you don't know talking to an invisible God about circumstances that they don't know in a tongue, in a prayer language that they can't understand, and somehow this moves mountains. Yeah, I know, right? Yes, I believe that. I believe all sorts of crazy junk. That's one of them. I believe prayer is a fantastic exercise for seeing my faith reinforced, for believing for bigger things, for believing for greater things. Not because of anyone's, you know, proper word combination or that they are fully aware of a situation, but my faith that those prayers are touching the ear of heaven, that are going straight to the throne of the King of Kings, the one who can do something about your situation. And that's something to be excited about. So jump in. 21 days of prayer. We're starting Alpha again on February the 3rd. I'm excited about it. Did you know that in the fall, when we ran the Alpha program, 25 people, I was there and got to be a part of it, along with some of my other leaders, got to be a part of watching people be transformed by the power of the gospel, by having touching faith, touching heaven, and heaven touching back. We got to pray with people. We got to see all sorts of fantastic connections, growth, and faith. Maybe that's something that you're like, oh, I feel I'm okay, but maybe there's something that you want to invite someone to. We'll be meeting both live and online as guidelines allow. And you can register calvary.ca/alpha. It's an exercise in growth. It's an exercise in faith building. And I'm very excited about the upcoming Freedom Sessions. I was talking with a friend, and he's like, your ads are terrible. I'm like, thanks, buddy. What do you mean? He's like, I did Freedom Session, and it was hard, and it wasn't fun, but you make it sound exciting. It's because I'm excited about it. I'm personally taking it, and I'm excited to be free from some things. You see, this exercise of faith restores vision. The restoration of vision sees the emergence of excitement back into life. I was trying to describe a Freedom Session, you know, in this way. This is a true story over the Christmas break. And it started a little before then. In the Christmas break, there was the little chain thing in the toilet, you know, that connects the handle to the flapper that broke in one of our toilets. It's 30 years old and finally gave up the ghost. And so we got in and started fiddling with it and got the chain replaced and didn't quite do something right. And over the course of a couple months, it was just this constant running of water. It's like, oh, maybe it's too short. Maybe it's too whatever. So we adjust the chain. It's still running. No matter what we did, this toilet kept running. So we started off adjusting the chain. Turned out that the flapper at the bottom of the tank was just so dissolved that it had gaps in it and it wouldn't seat properly, wouldn't seal down. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to replace the flapper. I go to the store and find 3 universal flappers, different types, 3 that claim universal flapper. And of course, you know that not a single one of them was even close to fitting. You're going to have to replace the whole flush valve. Okay, guess we're going to have to replace the flush valve. Get in there, and I'm like, this tank will not come off. Everything is so, all the nuts and whatnot are so rusted that this tank is just not going to come off. I'm going to have to get an angle grinder to grind the bolts off so I can get access to take the tank off so I can replace the flush valve, get this thing back going again. So I get in on one side with the angle grinder, and off comes one bolt, and I can't get the angle grinder in on the second one. It just, because of how it's situated, it won't fit. I'm going to have to take the whole toilet bowl off the floor. Okay, get the toilet bowl off the floor, get the angle grinder in, got the thing all apart. Whew, now we're making progress. Well, when I go to put it all back together and put the tank on, it turns out that the bolt in the flange that connects the toilet to the ground is broken. It's not going to go back properly. So by the end of me, what originally was, hey, let's fix this little chain, turned into me in the wood of the toilet replacing flange pieces. I don't know what I'm doing. And this describes the process of getting free and freedom. You think you're looking at one thing, but there's a whole series of life behind why you are the way you are and where you are the way you where you are. And my encouragement why we're offering Freedom Session is stop listening to the tank running, knowing that something's wrong, but you know that getting into it is going to be much deeper, so you just choose to ignore it. Jesus didn't come for that. Jesus didn't come so you could have a leaky tank. Jesus came for you to be free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. You want to exercise faith in a way that may actually revolutionize your life? Consider signing up for Freedom Session at calvary.ca/freedom session. You see, there's these various exercises in getting ourselves to a place where faith impacts day-to-day life, increases your vision, brings excitement, and all of these things converge by getting out there and giving it a spin. But you have to be able to see it. Can you see your life free from that thing? Can you see your life not being dragged down by that depressing other aspect? Some people would say, I can't see myself being free from it. Can you see yourself at a place of peace, even though you've lost someone dear to you? Can you see yourself being whole again? Say, I can't see it. Until you can see yourself being whole again, until you can be at a place where you're captured by a vision of wholeness, of that the completeness in yourself and the work of Christ in your life. If you can't see it, then you're going to miss out on all the rest that flows behind it. There's a vision for you in whatever area of life, and it's different for everybody. Let's get ourselves to a place where we can get in and enjoy that blessing that God has for us again. Amen. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I saw him come crashing down, this stronghold crash through the power and through his word and his testimony working through us. I'm excited for when should I do this? The when of excitement. The when is now. The where of excitement is here, in this place, in your home, where you're at now. Let's get a move on with getting back to excitement and getting back to this place. I want to tell you about me and how much I love me. I think I'm pretty awesome. Do you know why I think I'm awesome? I've been told by the creator of the universe that I'm loved, I'm cherished, I'm the righteousness of Christ. I've been told this through his word. What am I supposed to do then to claim anything different? See, there's two aspects of the gospel that can be flipped back and forth on. I'm just a worm, lowly as I, or I am the righteousness of Christ. I am more than an overcomer through him who loved me. He has set me to be the head and not the tail. And that fires me up. That's worth being excited about. And that's how God views me. And more exciting is that's how he views you. You are worth the excitement. You are worth God freaking out about. Why? Because he says so in his word. That's enough for me in this. He's just saying, oh, this isn't about pride. This isn't about arrogance. This is about faith in believing what God says in his word about you. And I can, I don't want to belabor it, badger, but God says some pretty great stuff about you. You were loved so much that he sent his son to the cross for you. What then would he not give to you if he's given that far already? He wants so much more, and it's something to be excited about. I'm excited this year. I'm turning 50. I know you can barely believe it. I know I can. I'm excited about turning 50. I turned 50 on July the 3rd, nestled nicely in between Canada Day and Independence Day. So that's a convenient way to remember. And I'm excited about celebrating my birthday because it's all going to be over by then, right? Huh? Well, even if it's not, I'm excited about it. And I'm excited, and there's ways that you can jump in and be excited with me. Here's my idea. I want you to get a piece of sod, okay? I want you to go to Home Depot, cut yourself out a nice piece of sod. Put it right in the middle of your living room. You know, when Jesus was choosing what to do to celebrate his birthday, he chose chop down a tree and put it in your living room. I don't know where he said that exactly. I've got a theology degree, but he said it somewhere, apparently. He wants a tree in your living room. I'm just asking for a piece of sod. I want you to put a garden gnome on it and just one present for everyone. This is one of the ways I think that maybe, you know, when Jesus was choosing how we celebrate his birth, why he chose that everyone would have an insane amount of presents. I think that was a mistake. But, you know, hey, he could choose to do it with his birthday. Let me choose to do what's with mine. You're going to get a piece of sod. You're going to put a garden gnome on it with one gift for everybody. You're going to open it up and say, hey, that Vince McLaren guy, I really like that guy. Of course, this is all ridiculous, but I've come to a place where I feel because of what God through me, he celebrates me. The Creator celebrates me. He loved me so much that he did these things for me. And there's more. He continues to offer hope, love, peace, freedom. And he offers it to you. Right where you're at, you are celebrated by the King of the universe. Is it something to be excited about? Can you see your value? Can you see how much you mean to him? And his coming to you and coming to the earth for mankind, that you could be freed from your sins, freed from the past, and free to explore his destiny for you. That's something that excites me. I always encourage my kids about seeing the future. I've got a 17-year-old daughter. We say, honey, when you shut your eyes and you see your future, what do you see? She's like, I see myself, you know, having kids and married in a nice godly home with a godly husband, me driving my kids around. And I'm like, well, let's just put some of that to the side right now. Let's get your license at least. We say, look ahead to the future. And so she's excited about getting her license. Sometimes you have to see it for you to act on it. You need that faith to get that vision, and then the vision produces action, and that action is exciting. I'm excited. I've got a 20-year-old son as well. I'm excited about his future. I don't know what it holds. I've been encouraging him. I'm like, maybe you need to find a nice Amish girl or something. And, you know, because I'm thinking ahead on this. Okay. So she's not going to be on the phone all the time. She's not going to be calling him all the time. I think that's a plus right there. Because she's Amish. So she's not going to be like, you know, necessarily sitting around like a T-Rex on crack flipping through Instagram all the time. I think that's a bonus. That's a great thing, right? Marry a nice little Amish girl. You need a barn? He's like, hey, Ruth, maybe you could get your family together and get us a barn. See, there's all these perks that I've been thinking about. But I'm excited whatever it ends up looking like. Whatever, wherever she is, whatever, wherever, what state she's at, whatever province she's in. You have a vision for what she's like. So then you start working on you to be what she would like. Get a dream again. Get a vision again. Propel yourself to action again. You see, it flows down. If you can't see it, you need vision. You need vision to be able to see the unseen. You want to see the unseen? You need faith. This faith is the evidence of what's unseen. You need faith. You need to put yourself in a place where faith can well up, where faith can abound. Get around in a small group of people, either Zoom, live, whatever it takes. Get yourself in a place of faith. Be praying. I think praying is a fantastic faith exercise. All of these things together cumulatively well up your faith within you to start believing again for the impossible, to keep your eyes set on Jesus, the God of the impossible again. I'm excited for you. 2021 can look different. 2021 is not dependent upon who says I can be where, why, or how. It's not dependent upon a health order for my excitement. It's not dependent upon circumstances for my excitement. I can start moving and carrying on God's dream for me right now. It's for me. It's for you. I'm excited for you. Can you see it? Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for opportunity to take a peek inside of your word. Lord, we know that you have so much more for us in every way, in every aspect of our life. Lord, we don't want to hold you back by our own disbelief. Lord, help us, as the disciples prayed, Lord, help us to believe. You teach us in your word, in Jeremiah 29, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not harm. We know, Lord, you have that for us. Lord, we know you have so much more, and we don't want to limit what that is. Help us see again, Jesus, for those that have scales covering their eyes and they can only see one way. Lord, open up possibilities through faith. Lord, help bring dreams alive in young men and women again. Help our old men and women prophesy, see the future, project the dream that you have so much more. Lord, we're excited about what you have for us. We choose to see it. Lord, move in this way, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Have an amazing week.